Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Yes. So glad you're joining us on Dish. Now, Gary and Headcrack are out, but Portia and DeBrat are here, and a little bit later in the show, they're going to be answering some of your strangest questions, or whatever you want to ask, they're going to answer, so that's going to be cool. And then, this is very exciting.
Yeah. We're always
very excited when actress, comedian, singer, dancer...
Yes.
Sherry Shepherd? Am I a singer now?
Yes,
Matt
you
singer.
Are.
Matt singer. Sherry Shepherd's with us, everybody.
Oh, hey. Yes.
We love when you're here.
Hey, Katie Chewy. Hey.
We love you, girl.
So later in the show, Jason Derulo is beefing with Instagram about his eggplant.
I see what you did
I'll
there,
explain.
Girl.
And then a little bit later in the show, we chat with Dennis Quaid and the cast of Happy, Merry, Whatever. But first, Frank, what you got?
Well, Justin Timberlake has issued a public apology to his wife, Jessica.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. After photos surfaced of him holding hands with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright.
Oof.
Yeah, he went to Instagram and said this. A few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment. But let me be clear. Nothing happened between me and my co-star. I drank way too much that night and regret my behavior. I should have known better. He continued. It didn't stop there. He says, this is not the example I want to set for my son.
Okay.
I apologize to my amazing wife and family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation, and I am focused on being the best husband and father that I can be.
This was not that.
This is what he was missing. This is what you got to do. You got to go, babe, I'm a sex addict. The counselors are waiting right in the car to take me over to rehab.
Right.
That always works.
I am going to accept the help they're offering me today.
He didn't do nothing wrong,
Chewy, okay, then ask him.
Wait a minute. He did not.
Ask yourself this question, then.
Go ahead.
If your lady, the love of your life, I know you're not married, but if you were married and the love of your life, and you see a video of her sitting with some very handsome man, and he's rubbing her in her thigh, and then she grabs his hand and holds it, and they're sitting there for
and
a while.
And you're going to take,
is that fine?
I didn't do nothing wrong.
She did nothing wrong?
I'm shooting everybody in the room.
There you go.
Right.
You have answered your question.
I'm flipping all the furniture I can find. I'm flipping a car over.
The only reason
is there's a double standard, damn it.
I know.
The only reason this became an issue is because we talked about it on Dish Nation.
Right.
We made it a bigger deal than it was. Oh, is he cheating on Jessica?
Jessica Biel found out by watching Dish Nation.
All right, moving on. It seems like Saturday Night Live is the new dating app for A-listers, y'all.
Oh,
yeah, it's,
wow.
It's the new Raya. You know about Raya,
yes,
Sherry?
I know about Raya.
Are you on Raya?
I am not on Raya. You have to get a referral to be on Raya. Raya is for women in the industry to meet men, specifically for women, Raya.
Oh,
yeah, Heidi, it's for women in the industry.
I'll send you a request.
Okay, yeah.
All right, first Ben Affleck hooked up with SNL producer Lindsay Shookus. Then Ariana Grande was shortly engaged to Pete Davidson. Recently, Scarlett Johansson got engaged to SNL's Colin Jost. And now news just broke that Emma Stone is engaged to SNL's segment director and writer, Dave McCary. Congratulations.
Yes.
Dave shared the news on his Instagram, had the bling all out, had the ring showing.
Oh,
Emma doesn't have social media, so we had to go to Dave's
We need to go to SNL. But who would I get with? There's nobody left. I got the janitor and the ticket taker and 30 Rock.
Can we go SNL from days gone
by? Live or dead.
And you talking about like Chevy Chase days?
Wow.
From all the days.
I don't want nobody broke down from Saturday. They've been doing so many flips and falls. Everything is not working.
I think this isn't a sexual request. I mean, obviously, because that would be gross, but I wouldn't mind having lunch with Toomes as the cat. The driving cat. How do we feel about a pearl engagement ring?
That engagement ring is kind of weird. It's a pearl. It's kind of blurry.
I'm going to give her a pearl necklace.
All right, so now, you know, we got to talk about The Masked Singer.
Of course.
My former show, which gives me the title of singer.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they had the show, and it's seven contestants left, and so it was Clash of the Mask. That's what it was. Okay. Clash of the Mask. Right. And we have to look at it to see who was revealed.
Show us all who you are. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off.
I knew it. Michelle Williams.
What was it like being on this show?
It was a beautiful experience. Yes, I've been on big stages, but for me personally, this was something for me to know, like, no, you got this. What a confidence builder.
Aww. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
I love it.
Was the winner, and she got emotional.
She did.
Because it's been a year since she's performed on stage.
Okay.
Was she the winner or the loser?
She's a winner in her heart. That's what I tell Jeffrey whenever I'm voted off anything. Dancing with the Stars mask. She goes, Mommy, you lost. And I go, no, baby, I'm a winner in my heart.
So the tears might be part of this because I read that as a person of faith, this is what she said. Mm-hmm. As a person of faith, you're not supposed to lie, and it was hard for her to lie.
Mm.
Oh, come on.
But there's no. Lying and pretending are different. It's like that's like her saying if you're an actress, you can't be a Christian woman or a Christian man or whatever religion you are.
So we're all pretending that's a cool shirt.
I like that shirt.
Thank you, Jerry.
I like that shirt.
Thank you.
Because, I get cold, but my shoulders are always hot.
Your shoulders are hot. You may be cold, but them shoulders.
Hot, he's like, I'm cold, but these shoulders. Oh, look at that. Look at how hot the is right here.
It is so hot. Can't do that with covered shoulders.
When you lay on your back, are you afraid your boobs going to pop out to the sides over here?
All right, I want to talk about Ian Somerhalder. He recently went on Andy Cohen's radio show, and he was talking to Andy Cohen about how he learned to woo the ladies.
Ian Somerhalder? He had to learn how?
I know, look at him. Yeah, right. But apparently he did.
I mean, his eyes and jawline, I'm about 37% right now.
He's a hunk.
You just look at him and go, I'll take it.
I have a boner now.
Check it out. Go. Let's listen.
I had an older brother. My older brother was 7 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
So he taught me a lot. And he was quite a Casanova.
He taught you a lot about how to treat a woman well and stuff like that.
Yeah, and just like all the cool things to say. And he used to have girls in his bedroom all the time. And what I did was I went into the bottom corner of his window and I pinched the Venetian blinds. I pinched the blinds down.
Yeah.
So I had a clearer view.
Wow.
And then when you'd have girls over, by the way, also Louisiana gets cold in the wintertime. It's freezing.
Yes.
So I would go outside. I'd put on all my stuff. My mom would think I was going out to like play with the dog. So I'd get some hot chocolate, put on all my clothes, my mittens and stuff, and I'd go outside and I would watch.
That's incredible.
And that's, I learned.
I know Heidi has a story about spying on her brother, much the same way Ian Somerhalder did, but she didn't look through the blinds that she pinched. She looked under the door.
At one point, they must have had shag carpeting, so they had a high door for the shag carpeting, but then they replaced the carpeting with a low carpeting. And so there was a gap between the carpeting and the
seat.
So I would go down and like look, and I remember looking into my brother's room, and he was by himself, by the way. He was by himself. But I saw his two legs like on the corner of the bed and like his heels up. He was rubbing the bed. And I was like, what is that? And then I'd go in my room and I'm like, what is that?
I did that this morning. I did that this morning. This is why I was rubbing on my pillows. My dog caught me. My dog was watching. I was like, Brutus, get out of the room now.
Come back up.
He was like, I thought they was cutting the inside.
Up next, Portia and Brett answer the questions that you, the fans, want to know the answers to. That's all coming up next after the break.
Dish Nation.
Here at Dish Nation, we look out for each other, and that's exactly what a good neighborhood watch group does. Now, you heard of those, right? Now, Neighbors is looking out for each other, and they keep their community safe. Now, there's an app on your phone that does just that. The app's called Neighbors, and it's by Ring, the same company behind those video doorbells and security cameras. Now, with the Neighbors app, you get real-time crime and safety alerts from your neighbors. It helps you know about what's going on in your neighborhood, and it's completely free. You don't even need to own a Ring device. Now, on the app, my neighbors have been talking about how there's been a couple of reports of stolen packages, so we gotta be extra careful with all the online shopping for presents this holiday season. Now, this app is making it easier for my neighbors to work together and keep us all safe. It's like a new neighborhood watch powered by real people. So if you want to see what's going on in your neighborhood, download the free Neighbors app today. Go to ring.com/dish to download from the Apple or Android app stores. That's ring.com/dish. Make your neighborhood safe today with the Neighbors app by Ring. Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. So, listen to this. Now, word on the street is that our Dishettes want to know the tea about us. Yes.
Girl.
Apparently, they're like, listen, y'all always up in everybody else's business.
Ooh.
Yes, so... So the Dish producers have answered, y'all. They have submitted all of the fans' questions.
Girl.
And apparently, it was no hold bar. So they are asking us anything they want to ask. We got to answer. It is what
it is,
Brett.
We ain't got to do nothing.
Yes, we do. Are you down?
Go on, girl.
Okay, so, Brett, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh.
And then you ask me a question from a fan. So it'll kind of be like we're interviewing each other.
Okay, girl.
Okay. So now the first question is this. Brad, are you gonna drop another album? And can you freestyle something for the fans?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to drop another album. I'm currently working on Lil James Tucker. He has a song out called Nice Things. He's my artist, and I love him.
And
his
video was super cute.
Working on that, and his video's out is super cute. So, working on another album, I might. I mean, I'm not against it. Music is my passion, and no, I will not freestyle.
Right! Because
ain't no beat, Portia.
I got you.
But you got to stay on beat.
Okay, here we go. I got to start again. I got to feel it. Hold on, here we go.
Ooh. No, I can't do it.
Why?
It's just not professional, Portia. It's just not professional. Okay,
well,
no, we're not doing that. We're gonna move on, okay? Now, Portia, I have a question for you, darling.
Okay.
Fans wanna know, bitch, are you gonna ever get pregnant again? And what you waiting for?
Yeah.
PJ needs
okay, but
a
I will say this,
darling.
We are talking about it, and if it does not happen by PJ's birthday or by June, my birthday next year, then it won't be happening, so.
Are y'all trying, though, is the question, or is it going to be like a oop, if it happens, it happens?
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of like if it happens, it happens.
Because, you know, it's different when you're trying and when you're not trying.
Yeah, well, I don't really have to try.
Because you really just lay there.
Yeah, it's Okay, Brett, the fans want to know, and keep it real, okay, do you really like me? This is the thing. The reason why they're probably asking is because Gary gives me crap all day. He shades me all day, but he expresses his love for me. He claims he loves me in real life. And you don't shade me that much, but, like, do you love me?
That much? Oh, okay, first of all, I don't shade you at all.
At all.
But the truth is, Portia, I really can't stand your
ass.
For real, ew, get off me. No, I'm just playing. I love you.
I know she loves me. Okay,
this real
anyway,
love.
love, okay?
Whatever.
Not no, because we get paid to be on the show together, love.
Okay, so, Portia, do you like me?
Of course I love you. I love me some bread. I even wore a t-shirt with your name on it. Insert right here.
But when Dennis was here, she said, I can't come over.
She too cute, y'all.
Cute. Anyway, the next question might be a little... Stop. The next question... Stop.
Body.
Stop. The next question might be a little shady, but we wouldn't be Dish Nation if we didn't throw a little shade, darling. So, Portia, this question is for both of us. Drum roll, please. A fan out there would like to know if you can stop wearing lace fronts.
I just adjusted my lace front,
too. And if I can stop wearing bandanas. They want us to swap styles for a day. Well, honey, I look good in a lace front.
Yes, you would, and I would look damn good in a bandana. Just come to my house around 9 o'clock p.m. That's okay. Why I tie my edges every night. Okay,
yeah, maybe. Anyway, the next question is, can I please make love to both you and Portia at the same time and the same place?
Why do you have to say the same place? If it's at the same time, of course we're in the same place. You've never done this before, have you, sir?
Yeah, you're brand new to this idea, darling.
It may be a ma'am. The answer is still no.
The answer is still no.
Yes.
A big fat no.
Yeah.
Hell no to the no, no, no.
But what they look like, though?
I didn't see. We don't need to look.
Oh, you're
don't
right.
Even
we don't
matter.
Know.
That's right.
The answer's no.
That's right. The answer's no. Mm-hmm. All right, that's enough for our dishettes that are very nosy, darling. Stay tuned because we'll be right back dishing everyone else's business right after the break.
Bye.
Bye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Andrew Freund, our friend, had a chance to sit down recently with Dennis Quaid, Ashley Tisdale, and the rest of the cast of the new Netflix sitcom, Merry, Happy, Whatever. He sat down with them and got the inside scoop on the show and then also found out what they like to do for the holidays. Let's take a look.
I wanted to love you as much as I love you.
Emmy, I got this.
Hey, Dad.
Welcome home, sweetie.
You're supposed to be Matt.
Oh. Cop car. It's like I'm a perp, you know? And you're the... Oh.
I need you to be reminded that Dennis Quaid saved the world and Jake Gyllenhaal in The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
that.
Aware who you're sitting next to?
Oh, 100%.
I told you many times that I will come for you.
Okay, finish this sentence. It's not Christmas without...
Cake.
Oh, that's nice.
It isn't Christmas without...
Family.
Drama.
Drama.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't Christmas without... Decorations? Decorations? Yes. Yes, food.
When you two were kids, what was the one thing you begged your parents to get you?
A jetpack.
A jetpack?
I'm still waiting for my jetpack.
A BMX bike, because all the cool kids in my neighborhood had one. I wanted one, but they got me a Huffy, and it wasn't that cool, and I just got made fun of for it.
That name, Huffy.
That's a great name. It's a great name to get beat up by.
Yes.
Now, you know, there's a lot of holiday parties. How do you guys pace yourselves, you know, drinking-wise? Because there's, you know, the booze is flowing at these things.
Well, okay, so I love eggnog.
Uh-huh.
So friggin' good.
Okay, the truth is coming out now.
Yeah, but the thing is, with eggnog, like, you can only have so much. It's very, like, intense.
I don't know how you like eggnog.
It's so good!
I think it's so gross.
It's so gross. What? It's...
Okay, a little Christmas this or that. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Christmas breakfast or Christmas dinner?
Christmas breakfast.
Dinner.
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple Plus, or HBO Go?
Netflix!
Come on, you nuts.
Netflix all the way. They started it.
Hot chocolate or eggnog?
I gotta go hot chocolate. Not a big eggnog guy.
Eggnog!
Last one. Christmas Story or Home Alone?
Home Alone. I think Home Alone, too.
Yeah, same.
You know, it's like, I think Christmas Story, I definitely watch it because it's always on Christmas Day, so it's tradition to fall asleep while watching it because you'd have to take a nap after breakfast.
Is the original Die Hard a Christmas movie or not?
I'm gonna say yes just because I watch it pretty much every Christmas.
Yes, it is a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because there's a Christmas tree in it.
That's true.
Part of it is just the stress of the holidays, but Matt and I have been really off.
This is my favorite day, and I wanted to spend it with my loved ones and Matt.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
So this next story is, you know, for when thirst trapping just doesn't go quite the right way. Mm-hmm. Jason Derulo, he posted a picture on Instagram when he was in Bali, and he was in his underwear, and he was wearing two chains in his underwear.
Two chains?
I took a picture, a screenshot of the picture, but Instagram took it down. Boo. They took the picture down because they said that it contained nudity or sexual activity. So now Jason Derulo, he got upset and he reposted the photo, and he said, you mean? I have underwear on. I can't help my size.
I mean, here's what I think it is.
Oh, is
I
that
think,
the picture?
Uh-huh.
That is the picture.
Now, when I first saw
right
that,
over there, Frank.
I think because it's not at rest.
What do you mean? That's how mine rests.
To the left?
To the left.
He's at the 3 o'clock position, or 3:15.
Yeah,
it looks like
right.
There's
15 and a half.
Jason's my friend. I'm not gonna look at him the same. Jason, what's up,
bro? Because you're always gonna be thinking 3:15 and a half.
I think this is like a double standard as well. Because I mean, like they say, you can't show like
it's double yours. That's for sure.
Oh, triple.
Why do men always feel like they have to show their penis? Is it only because they only have abs and that's it?
That's all we got. I have a great ass. That's what I would show if I'm thirst trapping. I'd show my ass. Great. It's really hairy though.
Ew.
Okay. You don't like a hairy ass, Sherry?
No.
Wow.
Not unless you comb it and beat it up. Like, make it pretty.
There's glitter. I'll put glitter on it.
Yeah, do something. Okay. Make it appetizing.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.